Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel, we finished chapter 2, verses 28 and 29, and we were starting the invitation. Hey, if someone's unsaved, get them to listen with you today.
It's on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
We're in the Word of God business. We're in the King's business. And so we do His work. And so you help fulfill this prophecy of God when servants, men, the handmaids, the lady, He pours out His Spirit and you become the witness and you live in an obedient life unto the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, notice that what I just read in Titus is associated with holiness. Titus chapter 2. And by the way, the theme, if you look at the, read all of the book of Titus, we're doing this on Wednesday night, but if I had a theme for the book of Titus, it'd be right there in Titus chapter 2, and it's for men, women, children, and whatever else, that is behavior as becometh holiness. And that's what it should be. Holiness. And I cannot be holy without commitment, separation from sin, separated unto God, and staying in the Word of God. I can't be holy without those things. Now, I need to be holy that I might be a fit vessel for the Holy Spirit to give His gospel to others through my tongue, through my mouth. So when we reread our text, and it shall come to pass afterward that I pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit. Why? So souls can be saved, so people can come to Jesus Christ, so your grandchildren and children don't have to go to hell. Now, Jesus Christ made this all possible when He paid for all sin, for all time on the cross. 1 John 2:2 says that He is the propitiation, that means the entire payment, for my sin, but not for my sins only, but for the sins of the whole world, the Bible says there in 1 John 2:2. My friend, Jesus did not make a down payment and then left it to me to pay all the installments on the rest. No way. Jesus paid it all. To whom then is He likened? Who is His equal? We lift up our eyes on high, and behold, God created all things, the stars that bring out their numberless hosts. He calls them all by names. He is strong in power. Not one of His promises fail. He is the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator, the Sovereign of all the universe. And He does not faint, neither does He get weary. And all the greatest efforts of man in his combined knowledge cannot discover the depths of the richness of the knowledge and wisdom of God. You say, why are you saying all of that? I'm saying that God has taken you, if you're saved, to be a vessel that carries the gospel to a lost and dying world. I'm also telling you that if you're listening to this broadcast and you're not sure that if you die today that heaven is your home, I want you to know that you can be saved. People may have told you you can't, but that's not what God told you. He said in John 6:37 that if you come to him, he would in no wise cast you out. He said in John 3:16, familiar verse, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Revelation 22:17, he said he'd have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. My friend, he wants you to be saved. He really does. You see, when Jesus was dying on the cross, he was dying for every sin you ever have or you ever will commit. He died. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave. He ascended into heaven and applied the blood payment at the mercy seat of Christ for all sin for all time. It's paid for. And yet, you know, I just think of all the news things I've read of gift cards, how companies have made thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars because gift cards were given out and people never used them. They never used them, and so they were paid for a gift card that people never used. Jesus paid for your eternity so you wouldn't have to go to hell, not for 1 second. He paid it all. And yet, just like the gift card, you must receive it. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me. That includes you. We come short of the glory of God, for Jesus Christ and his humanity is the glory of God. You're not measured to me, and I'm not measured to you. But rather, by Jesus Christ. And so we read in Romans 6:23, for the wages, what we've earned, what we've got coming to us, the wages of sin. Didn't say big sin, a lot of sin. Just for the wages of sin. We read to you in this particular part of Joel 2:28-29. We read the passage from 1 John that said, all unrighteousness is sin. James says that him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. The Bible says the thought of foolishness is sin. Oh, there are so many things that we just sin, not even aware. He said the wages of sin is death. That's grim news. Oh, that's so grim. Because that means final, complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire where you never cease to exist. A place that was prepared for the devil and his angels to so bad that it torments them. And you can never escape. That's the wage. That's what we've earned. But the gift, not what we've earned. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a gift, but like a gift, it has to be received. Romans 5:8 says that God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, yet sinners, Christ died for us. You can't get good enough for Christ to save you. He takes you as you are, and you give him your heart and life. And that's what repentance is about. Repentance towards God, Acts chapter 20, verse 21 says, and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance, you're turning from depending on yourself, and you're turning to God. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, to remove your sin, to believe that his penalty paid it all, that his death, burial, and resurrection paid your penalty. Romans 10:9, it says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, God will save you. He'll save you right now. If you'll call on him, if you'll give him your life right now. I want you to understand, this is not some thing where we say, oh yeah, just say these words, they're like hocus pocus. No. You know, you just say words at a wedding, but it's a life commitment. When you're praying words, but it's a life commitment. In a marriage, the husband's supposed to be head and the wife is supposed to be submitted. And that's what it is when we're coming to Jesus Christ. He's head. Now our life is lost and hid in His. But that's good because He's a great head. He's a great master. He's the lover of our soul. He said, for whosoever, boy, I could put my name right there one day in Romans 10:13 for Andy Bloom. You can put your name there as well. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you do that right now, right where you are? Why not just bow your head and pray this prayer? And this prayer will just be a words if you didn't mean it. They're not hocus-pocus words. It's words that hopefully reflect your heart is that you want to be saved from your sin, from its penalty, from its power, but also to give your life to Jesus Christ, to enter into that personal relationship with Him now. And if that's your desire, pray this prayer. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer in a minute, would you do a couple of things for us? First of all, either email or write us at the address our announcer gives you at the conclusion of today's broadcast and let them know of this decision that you've made. We can send you the booklet Building Blocks, or we can just take you straight to our website, and there you can look at it, you can open it, you can download it, whatever you want to do. It's completely free, and just it'll tell you how to grow in your new Christian life. Many scripture references for you to look up and just see how it applies. Secondly, either tell the pastor of the church that you go to, and if you don't go to a church or you're not to a church that preaches the Bible, look in either, as we say, the yellow pages, although very few people do that anymore, or go on to the website and just Google it and just look for churches, Baptist, independent, in an area where you live. And then call those churches up. It's an independent fundamental Baptist. Ask them what Bible they use. If they don't use a King James Bible, then that may not be a place you want to go. Ask them what kind of music. If it's the blended, the contemporary, you probably don't want to go. But if it does use the old music and it does use the King James Bible, why not call them and tell them the decision that you've made and you want to know the next step? And I am sure that they will want to help you. Well, thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Bye.